Good morning, brothers and sisters, friends and family, visitors to Stokey. God has given us a great legacy, because in 1 Corinthians 13:8, it speaks about love, and it speaks about having love for each other. It speaks about having love for God, and that love supersedes everything. We have been going through a period which is very difficult, and most of us would not necessarily say it's a time that we want to speak about love, because we have loved ones have died. We have struggled to manage this lockdown. We have found it difficult to reach out to others who we want to care for and love. We have even found it difficult to express the love to God sometimes because of the pressure and because of the difficulty. Those of us who had no break, we had to still be working during this COVID period and was exposed to many dangers, realize that we've come through it on the other side, and because of the sheer love of God, because of the sheer mercy of God, because God loves us so much, He protects us. Does that mean that He doesn't protect those who got COVID? No. Does that mean that He doesn't love those who got COVID? No. What it means is that God is in control. God can do anything and everything the way He wants it. And sometime in adversity, that's when we see the true love of God. So my brothers and sisters, let's emulate God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and love each other unconditionally. It's very hard and difficult to do, and that is understanding for some people different from others. So when I say unconditional, people are going to say, oh, you can never love someone unconditionally. But God gives you your limit, gives me my limit. But unconditionally just means wanting to love them despite how I might feel about them, despite how they might come across, despite how I might feel at the moment, despite the difficulties I am going through. Let me look for the good in others. Join me today in looking for the good in others. Join me today in putting the other person up above yourself. Join me today in saying, because God loves me so much, I am going to love you despite how I might think, what you might feel, and the fact that sometimes humanly we're not able to just love each other the way we ought to, because in our nature, it is difficult. The story was told of a fox and a scorpion. The scorpion was on the bank of the river, walking up and down, wanting to go across the river. The fox came along and the scorpion said, can you kindly take me across? The fox said, oh, you'd like me to take you across, then you'll sting me and I'll drown. The fox says, oh no, I won't, because if I sting you, then I also will drown. So the fox agreed to take him across. So halfway across the river, swimming across, the fox felt a sharp pain. The scorpion stung him. And he turned to the scorpion and said, why did you do that? The scorpion says, it is in my nature. So in the nature of man since sin, it's not to love, it's not to care, it's always have like a selfish motive somewhere. But let us depend, let us turn to God, let us pray and ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to take away that selfish motive, that little bit of humanity that makes us the way we are, negative, selfish, want it my way and only my way, not wanting to understand someone else, not wanting to give grace to the other person, wanting to always be first. Let's ask God to take that away from us today. Let's ask God to give us that sunshine ray of love in our heart. And so we can do as God asks us. He says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's very hard to do, because I don't know of anybody who loves anybody else over themselves. But unless Jesus takes control, that is not possible. So this morning I admonish you, my friends, my sisters, my brothers, elders, pastors, teachers of Stokey, visitors, members, children, let us ask God to take control. Let us ask God to take our will and give us His will. Because when that is done, we can do like Job. We can say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though I do not understand what he's doing, I am going to follow his lead because I know he's leading. And the only way to do this is to have a relationship with him and with our fellow men. Let us have that relationship with him and with our fellow men today. Let us ask God to convert our hearts, our mind, our soul, and our body, our total being, in order for us to reach that point. And it is possible, it can be done, and it will be done if we surrender all to Jesus. I love you all. Let's wake up this morning just thinking about, how can I love that person? How can I love my neighbor? How can I show love on the bus? How can I show love in my workplace? How can I show love in my family? How can I show love the way God wants it to be? And the only way to do that is to turn to God and ask Him to help you and to show you how to show love, and then ask Him to help you to execute it and to constantly keep in contact with Him. Keep that communication, keep that link, keep that connection, because without that, we will never be able to show the love of God as we are in human form. But it is possible, and it can be done, and Jesus has done it. So let us try our best to emulate Him by going to the source, which is Jesus Christ. I love you. Have a good day.